Revenues from tuition, research, and campus businesses were down, leaving the flagship university with its largest budget gap ever. UW-Madison Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration, Lauren Heller, told campus employees they planned for a variety of situations, and the latest estimate actually isn't as bad as some expected.
You know, on balance, I'd say, we've trended a little bit better than our sort of most likely scenario prediction.
In order to close the budget gap, salaried UW-Madison employees will be required to take a second round of unpaid furlough days starting in January. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.